A report by the World Meteorological Organization has warned that global temperatures are likely to surge over the next 5 years, fueled by both climate change and natural weather events. The report found that there's a 66% likelihood that global temperatures will exceed the key level of 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming between now and 2027. The report also said that people need to be prepared and that rising temperatures are moving us further and further away from the climate that we have been used to. We've been speaking to one of the authors of the report, Dr. Leon Hermanson, climate scientist with the UK Met Office.
So we are forecasting some big changes in the tropical East Pacific. The temperatures have been cold there over the last few years, and they're warming up now, which is known as an El Niño state. And we think this, together with continued emissions of greenhouse gases, is going to lead us to have some record temperatures. It's very likely that we'll see in the next 5 years the warmest year on record. And in addition to that, we also think that for the first time ever, it's more likely than not that global mean temperatures will exceed 1.5 degrees above what they were before we started emitting lots of greenhouse gases. And this has never happened before. And so we think it's quite an interesting year for our predictions.
And when you say it's very likely that one of the next 5 years will be the warmest on record, I mean, it's a 98% likelihood. You're putting a figure on it.
Yeah. So when we count up all our different predictions, most of them are going for the warmest year on record happening in the next 5 years. In the scientific language, we call it very likely. I mean, 98 is very high, though, as you say.
And 1.5% degrees above pre-industrial levels. I mean, that has been the long-term forecast in all of this debate around climate change. So if that is to occur in one of the next 5 years, that presumably takes us even closer to that long-term permanent warming of the planet.
Yeah, it's a very important number politically and very sensitive. And we have to be careful about the communication of it around this. And as you said, just exceeding it for 1 year, as we're predicting, doesn't mean that the climate has warmed to that level. It just means that there is 1 year above 1.5 degrees. But what our report is like a canary in the coal mine. It's a warning that as this probability, this chance of exceeding 1.5 increases, the higher that goes, the closer we are to this level.
And in relation to exceeding that 1.5, maybe in one or more of the next few years, how important, how significant, how determinant a factor is El Niño?
I think El Niño is a very important factor because we're talking about natural variability, which would have happened with or without human influences. And it's adding on top of the trends that come from the influences of emissions of greenhouse gases. And the first year we have 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels is likely to be one of those years where natural variability and human influences combine and add up.
One, of course, of the concerns around all of this is the impact on the Arctic and Antarctic regions and the melting of the polar ice caps. And I think you're also anticipating that warming will be disproportionately higher in the Arctic.
That's right. We find, compared to recent climate, that the Arctic will warm three times more than the global mean. And yes, this will have big impacts on local life there. It will also melt a lot of sea ice, which means that less sunlight is reflected by ice, and it'll continue to warm up. It's a kind of feedback effect. And another impact is shipping changes. It might become safer to take boats around the Arctic.
And that's Dr. Leon Hermanson, one of the authors of that World Meteorological Organization report from the UK Met Office.